Namaskar, this is Akhilesh Bhargav. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. A recent news item from the PTI says that speaking at a function organized by the Panchajanyam magazine of the RSS, the Finance Minister, Mrs. Nirmala Sitharaman, said that ahead of the forthcoming union budget, she is aware of the pressures of the middle class, and she pointed out that the present government has not imposed taxes on them. She remarked that she too belongs to the middle class, and since she identifies with the middle class, she understands the pressures of the middle class. The finance minister said that the government has done a lot for the middle class and that it would continue doing the same. The FM further said that the government can do more for the middle class since its population is growing, which to us itself underscores the political importance and compulsions to do so. Indicating the government's thinking on freebies which are partly targeted at the lower middle class, she said that the promises for freebies have to be made keeping in mind the financial health of the state, and that there has to be full transparency about these freebies. Before we discuss the wish list and the expectations of the middle class from the forthcoming budget, let us be clear of what the middle class really is. The NCAR defines a person as belonging to the middle class if his income is within rupees 2 to 10 lakhs per annum. There is no formal or official definition of what is the middle class, and thus another definition puts the middle class income to be between rupees 5 to rupees 30 lakhs per annum, which sounds to be more credible to us. At present, about 31% of India's population is considered to be in the middle class, which means that one in every three Indians is a middle class person. The middle class numbers in India are expected to double by 2047, such that two out of every three Indians will be middle class persons in the next 25 years. So besides this income specification, what are the other features of what constitutes a middle class person? Therefore, keeping this income-based definition aside, what is seen is that the middle class is typically well-educated, it is enterprising and innovative, such that the future growth of India, like in the case of any other nation, will depend on the rapid rise of its middle class. The middle class has an immense potential to add value to the national GDP, and that's because typically the middle class has decent, well-paying jobs and it owns small businesses, and the middle class are often professionals, managers or government servants. The middle class of India contributes to over 70% of its consumer spending, and it constitutes 79% of its taxpayer base. It will soon be a billion strong in India. The middle class tends to save copiously, and therefore it invests and it spends, such that even in the COVID year of lockdown and disruption, which is the year of 2020-21, India's middle class saved over rupees 7 lakh crores with swelled bank deposits and investments in the country. Since the consumer spend of the middle class constitutes over 50% of India's GDP, and moreover, since the middle class dominated MSME sector contributes to about 40% of our GDP, the middle class is indeed the backbone of our economy. The middle class enormously matters to our nation, since it is a source of entrepreneurship, since it is a major contributor to national savings and to the national human capital, and since it is a major consumer of cell phones, cars, electronic items, computers, travel, etc., and it is thus a significant contributor to the national GDP. The pursuit of education and freedom, which is so typical of the middle class, strengthens a nation's democracy as we see it in India too. The question is, if the middle class is so important in society and in the economy, is it truly given enough priority? The fact is that despite the obvious and growing importance of the middle class in India and its importance to its economy, it is yet not given the kind of priority and benefits in the budget proposals which it deserves to. And that's because while the middle class contributes and consists of a major chunk of our human capital, it is still under the dominion of the elite class who control most of the financial and legal capital in the world. After all, it tends to be a salaried class. The middle class may be large in number and it may matter hugely to a nation's growth. It is yet fragmented, with little reach, with little influence, and with little power, which makes it meek and mute, with a meager say in policy formulation. The middle class is thus unable to influence the budget process and proposals to look after its interests in the same manner that the influential and powerful business lobbies manage to do for their interests and their issues. The reality is that the growing middle class is certainly a massive vote bank for any ruling party, but it is, however, a tiny note bank for it, which explains why budget proposals for the direct benefit of the middle class tend to be too far and too few, and is at times doled out schemes which do not quite suit it and are thus virtual non-starters, as we saw in the case of the exemption-free personal income tax scheme announced in the Union Budget 2021 for the middle class, where individual taxpayers who forego most deductions and exemptions can pay taxes at comparatively low rates. This scheme utterly failed to convince the middle class, and it has got a pathetic response so far. The fact is that that scheme did not quite suit the interests of the middle class, but it was still given out. At this stage, the question then arises, does or what is the kind of relief that the middle class needs and deserves? Since India's union budget has not conventionally been all about tax and fiscal announcements, but it is also a landmark moment when the government announces major policy reforms and initiatives, the crisis-ridden middle class certainly needs support and relief measures, which is expected of the ensuing budget. The fact is that amidst rising inflation, eroded incomes, depleted jobs and livelihood, and rising EMIs, the middle class of India faces immense hardship today. The post-pandemic months have enormously eroded the financial savings of India's household sector, which have fallen sharply as a percentage of India's GDP, and the real income of the middle class has plummeted, such that millions and millions of these households have slipped into poverty. And now, with an election year on the cards, the middle class expects relief from the budget like never before. The fact that consumer spending has fallen sharply post the festival season, which is largely driven by the middle class, which is presently restricting its spending to the basics only and is avoiding expenditure on discretionary items, itself shows that this segment of society is seriously in need of relief and support, which it expects of the current budget. Recent data says that consumer spending in India is expected to shrink by 0.2% in the second half of this financial year, which shows the kind of stress that the finance of the middle class are in. So that comes to an important item. What is the wish list of the middle class as far as this budget is concerned? Let us discuss it. The first item, the salaried class, which constitutes the bulk of the middle class, faces a tax regime which is onerous, with high tax rates and restricted avenues for tax planning. As compared to the corporate sector, its tax rates are almost double, and that too with no exemptions whatsoever under the 2020-21 tax scheme. The salaried middle class in India is savings oriented, which gives us a stable society and a stable economy. This crucial segment of society thus needs a reduction in tax rates together with exemptions for long-term investments, for social security and for medical insurance. These must be restored together with exemptions such as those related to house rent, housing loan interest, medical insurance, and social security. The second one, India's middle class is a huge investor, but it faces a complicated tax code for the taxation of capital gains, and that needs to be simplified and made easier with more liberalized and bigger options for rollover or reinvestment-based tax planning. That is the second need for them. The third one, the rising inflation and the stubborn core inflation, which reduces the real income and torments a struggling middle class, needs to be curbed. If that means a reduction in excise and custom duty rates, especially on basic items and necessities, and also a reduction in fuel prices, then so be it. The government will need to initiate it. The next measure, for the MSME entrepreneurs who are mostly from the middle class, the government needs to make laws simpler, fewer, and devoid of the hardship of large compliance burden which is imposed on them. It also needs to reduce red tapism. It needs to reduce high-handedness and corruption in the administration of these laws, which the helpless middle class is forced to endure. Further, since the government policies have failed to generate the much-promised jobs, which are badly needed by India's unemployed youth, due to which the desperate youth resorts to being self-employed in the unorganized and informal and small sector. That being so, the government certainly needs to make it easier for them to do business, which means simple laws, fewer laws, and the need for bare minimum compliance. The unorganized and the informal sector, which is brimming with the middle class, needs a lot of relief in this manner. And finally, the middle class suffers from unemployment and underemployment, which can be resolved only if private sector investment in new projects takes off in a big way. It is time for the government to do some soul searching and incentivize and encourage such investments coming through. The rising EMIs due to the increase in interest rates are becoming unbearable for the middle class. They can be given relief by increasing the tax deduction available towards payment of these EMIs. It is not only about beneficial and fair tax proposals for the burdened middle class of India that is needed. It is more about reading the writing on the wall. As recession sets into the world's major economies, and as the likes of Microsoft, Amazon, Twitter, etc. retrench jobs, and also as India's exports decline and jobs in the sector are lost, as we are already seeing in the case of India's diamond, garment, textile and other exporting sectors, it is the hardships of the middle class which are bound to rise, and that's what the forthcoming budget needs to be mindful of and to formulate its proposals accordingly. With several state elections on the cards, culminating with the mega election of 2024, this is the best chance for the middle class to get what it needs, to get its woes heard, and to get them addressed. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off till we meet again. Namaskar.
Now be the first to know about the latest updates on our new news app. Go on your Android or iOS, search for HW News Network. Download our app, choose the language you prefer to get updates in, and be up to date with the latest news.